Chapter 12 Financial Statement Analysis Exercises Listening Passage 1 Directions Listen to the passage and fill in the blanks with appropriate words. The financial statements convey to management and to interested outsiders a concise picture of the profitability and financial situation of the business. The analysts of financial statements fall into two broad categories, internal analysts and external analysts. The management is the main internal analyst. In this text, we focus our attention on external analysts. The investors are actual or potential purchasers of capital stock of corporations. Their objectives are receiving dividends and realizing an increase in their wealth by an increase in the value of stock. Investors are mainly concerned with profitability and future security prices. Because dividend payments depend on how profitable operations are, and stock prices depend on the market's assessment of the company's future prospects, they use financial statement analysis to make a series of decisions related to their objectives. In the case of the investor, the ultimate objective is to determine whether the investment is sound. The creditors make loans to corporations in the form of trade accounts, notes, or bonds on which they receive interest. They expect to receive interest and the return of their loan principal in good time. The credit analyst will use the historical record of the company as presented in the financial statements to predict the potential of the firm to satisfy future demands for cash, including debt service. The investment analyst also uses historical financial statement data to forecast the future. Passage 2 Directions. Listen to the passage and fill in the blanks with appropriate words and phrases. A relatively high current ratio is an indication that the firm is liquid and has the ability to pay its current obligations in time when they become due. On the other hand, a relatively low current ratio represents that the liquidity position of the firm is not good, and the firm shall not be able to pay its current liabilities in time without facing difficulties. An increase in the current ratio represents improvement in the liquidity position of the firm, while a decrease in the current ratio represents that there has been deterioration in the liquidity position of the firm. As a barometer of short-term liquidity, the current ratio is limited by the nature of its components. Remember that the balance sheet is prepared as of a particular date, and the actual amount of liquid assets may vary considerably from the date on which the balance sheet is prepared. Further, accounts receivable and inventory may not be truly liquid. A firm could have a relatively high current ratio but not be able to meet demands for cash because the accounts receivable are of inferior quality, or the inventory is saleable only at discounted prices. It is necessary to use other measures of liquidity to supplement the current ratio. Passage 3. First Listening. Choose the best answer for each question based on the passage you will hear. The interpretation and evaluation of financial statement data requires familiarity with the basic tools of financial statement analysis. The type of financial analysis that takes place depends on the particular interest that the creditor, stockholder, potential investor, manager, government agency, or labor leader has in the enterprise. For example, short-term creditors such as banks are primarily interested in the ability of the firm to pay its currently maturing obligations, the composition of the current assets, and their relation to short-term liabilities are examined closely to evaluate the short-run solvency of the firm. Bondholders, on the other hand, look more to long-term indicators, such as the enterprise's capital structure, past and projected earnings, and changes in financial position. Stockholders, present or prospective, are also interested in many of the features considered by a long-term creditor. Their examination is focused on the earnings picture because changes in it greatly affect the marked price of their investment. Stockholders also are concerned with the financial position of the firm because it affects indirectly the stability of earnings. Information from financial statements can be gathered by examining relationships between items on the statements, ratios, percentages, and identifying trends in these relationships, comparative analysis. A problem with learning how to analyze statements is that the means may become an end in itself. There are thousands of possible relationships that could be calculated and trends that could be identified. If one knows only how to calculate ratios and trends without realizing how such information can be used, little is accomplished. Therefore, a logical approach to financial statement analysis is necessary. Through financial statement analysis, we can get valuable clues about the financial health of an organization. However, several caveats must be mentioned. Financial statements report on the past. As such, analysis of these data is an examination of the past. Whenever such information is incorporated into a decision-making, future-oriented process, a critical assumption is that the past is a reasonable basis for predicting the future. This is usually a reasonable approach. The limitations associated with it should be recognized. Also, ratio and trend analyses will help identify present strengths and weaknesses of a company. In many cases, however, such analyses will not reveal why things are as they are. As such, ratios and trends may serve as red flags indicating problem areas. Finding answers about why usually requires an in-depth analysis and an awareness of many factors about a company that are not reported in the financial statements. For instance, the impact of inflation, actions of competitors, technological developments, a strike at a major supplier's or buyer's operation, and so on. Another point is that a single ratio by itself is not likely to be very useful. For example, a current ratio of 2M, current assets are twice current liabilities, may be viewed as satisfactory. If, however, the industry average is 3:1, such a conclusion may be questioned. Even given this industry average, one may conclude that the particular company is doing well if the ratio last year was 1.5 times. Consequently, to derive meaning from ratios, some standard against which to compare them is needed. Such a standard may come from industry averages, past year's amounts, a particular competitor, or planned levels. Second listening. Fill in the blanks with appropriate words. Third listening. Complete the following sentences.